Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Calling all bookies. Calling all bookies. This just in. Book interrupted. Nominated. Podcast award. What? That's right. You heard it here first. Book Interrupted has been nominated in the leisure category at the Podcast Awards. We would love if you could send a vote our way. It would mean the world to us. Thank you so much, bookies. You can vote for us at www.podcastawards.com. Thank you again. You guys are the best.
Did you know Book Interrupted has swag? Check out our swag shop on bookinterrupted.com. There's hats, t-shirts, tanks, and a whole bunch more. Go to it.
www.bookinterrupted.com.
Parental guidance is recommended because this episode has mature topics and strong language. Here are some moments you can look forward to during this episode of Book Interrupted.
When does the use of the term cadaver come into play?
Maybe it's We Get at Bernie's Part 12. That's what this book actually is.
Because no one claims the body, which you could do. And then it's like a goo bag, really.
Oh,
I know, goo bag.
I thought at one point it would be kind of cool to be like the skeleton in a science lab.
Strange pile of his genitals was shocking, but what really got my attention was his chest split open like into a dark red cave.
Maybe they'll bring it back now that Book Interrupted is doing it.
Now that we're interested in going to see it,
yes,
maybe they'll bring it back to Broadway.
Mind, body, and soul. The inflammation is the goal. Try to learn something new. Without me, it's just
disrupted. Mind, body, and soul. Inspiration is the goal. And we're gonna talk it out on Book Interrupted.
Welcome to Book Interrupted, a book club for busy people to connect and one that celebrates life's interruptions. If you'd like to join along, this book cycle is from July 18th to August 28th. It's Lindsay's book pick, and we're reading Fun Home by Alison Bechtel. Alison Bechtel's best-selling graphic memoir charts her fraught relationship with her late father. Distant and exacting, he was an English teacher and the director of the town's funeral home, which Alison and her family refer to as the Fun Home. Let's listen in to this episode's group discussion.
Oh, the sweater's too hot.
Oh, I bet it is.
The sweater's not fun at all.
I don't wear it for fun because, like, you know. Fun home, but it's very hot.
Oh, fun home, fun sweater.
Fun
oh,
home, I get fun it. Sweater.
Get it? Get it?
Cute. You know. The fun home refers to because she kind of grew up in a funeral home. So the fun home is the funeral home.
Like short form.
Which is kind of interesting. Yeah. So it's about
funeral
that.
Home.
So like there, that's why some of the graphic nudity of her coming in to here. I should see if I can find that one photo or the one picture.
I know
of
what you're talking about.
Her going into the funeral home and she's seeing her dad working on this body and it's fully open. And anyone squeamish? Are we ready?
You're the squeamish one, I thought.
Let's give it a try.
Am I showing you?
Oh. Yeah.
44.
Fully naked and open.
It's okay because it's a drawing. Yeah. If it was real, it might be.
Full body cavity open. And full nudity,
A cadaver.
There's the close-up.
Wow.
They really close up on that dick.
Is it considered a cadaver if it's, like, at the funeral home, or is it only...
Yeah, is it only called a cadaver if a student is using it for training purposes? When does the use of the term cadaver come into play?
I'll ask Google.
Oh, my God.
Google. Otherwise, is it just a dead body?
So even the line, it's like, the man on the prep table was bearded and fleshy, jarringly unlike Dad's usual traffic of desiccated old people. Like, she does use some very...
descriptive.
Yeah. Jeez. Vivid, descriptive language to describe the the body on the table.
I'm looking forward to this book.
Oh, there. Okay. The strange pile of his genitals was shocking, but what really got my attention was his chest split open like into a dark red cave.
Ooh. Yikes. That would get my attention too.
There you go.
Okay, so it says cadaver or corpse is a dead human body that's used by medical students, physicians, and other scientists to study anatomy. Other people who study cadavers include archaeologists and art students, but it also says that the term cadaver is used in courts of law to refer to a dead body, as well as by recovery terms, searching for bodies in natural disasters.
They are always cadavers.
One day I'll be a cadaver. I'd like to be, have my body
medically examined. Once dead.
When I'm dead.
That's the ultimate.
Yeah. Is that a bucket list item?
I think bucket has to happen when you're alive. It's outside of her bucket.
Once you kick the bucket, the bucket's gone. It's empty.
The bucket's been kicked. Yeah.
It'd be nice if my corpse was useful after I die.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Would you guys ever do that? Remember they used to have those things at the, I don't know, maybe the science center or whatever, where they'd make the bodies all
inject plastic into a body and then it plasticizes and then you can look at, you know, the nervous system or the veins or the liver.
Oh, Body Works?
Body Works. There you go, Kim. You did it.
Body Works. Yes.
Yeah, it was so good. I went to that.
It was good. Me too. It was really cool.
It was so cool. It was gross and good.
I signed up for it.
What?
Yeah. But it was real people.
Yeah.
This sounds amazing.
They also skinned someone.
What?
Yeah.
So you saw what it would be like to like fillet.
Yes, that's right.
The skin. What would it? It was so gross and so cool. And they sliced someone into inch slices. So you saw what a whole body was like in a loaf of bread style. It was wild.
It was so good. Yeah, I saw the signs that are so good.
You can sign up to volunteer so that when you're dead, they could do that to your body if you want, which I did.
That's I would for sure.
Yeah.
What's the point of it just being there and not doing anything?
I wonder if we'll get our own display together. Like, this is the book club.
Oh my
God.
This is the book interrupted club.
Book interrupted. Cadaver.
And you're laughing?
They pose us like mannequins. Like, we have a glass of wine in one hand and a book in the other. We're going like,
My arm's on fire in one.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Does everybody want to donate their body? Would they donate their body to science? That's the first question.
Is this legally binding?
No.
I'm decided.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm already signed up. See ya, body.
I'm an organ donor, but I don't know. I thought at one point it would be kind of cool to be like the skeleton in a science lab. You know,
that's
for students to learn about.
Yeah.
I'm still undecided because I think that would be nice for me. But now that I have kids, I don't know if they would be not loving.
Well, they won't know.
They could go
My
see
kids
you.
Would love it. My kids would be like, can we keep the skeleton for a while? And then
oh, your kids would for sure love it, Mare.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They like to talk about things they're going to do when I'm dead. When you die. We've got plans.
When you die, we're going to laugh at your skeleton.
Also, I think one of them wants to keep my body around for a while. Can we keep your body before we cremate it or whatever? And I was like, yeah, you can keep, you know.
I have some experiments I've been dying to try.
You know, they want to see... I want to see a dead body. I don't know.
They do up your makeup the way they've always wanted.
Which is
they like do your
hair. I was so angry today that I put on makeup. I was like, it's for the show. She's like, I don't like this. This doesn't look like you. And I don't like when you wear mascara. I was like, oh, okay.
How do you really feel?
Yeah, really. Like, you don't look like you. I like you the way you are.
Oh, aww. That's nice.
So every podcast, she gets.
You're like, that's aggressively flattering, I guess.
Every way to flatter someone. It's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Book interrupted.
It's camping season. And that means spending a lot of time outside, which is lovely, but it also means getting ready to go camping, which can be a little bit stressful because you might find yourself out in the wilderness without something that you need. One of the things that I do is make my own dehydrated backpacker meals, which seems a little extreme, but then I can make sure that it's something the kids like. It's not too spicy, according to them, and it doesn't have too much sugar, according to me. So I'll be washing and chopping and drying out a whole bunch of vegetables and putting them all together. A good interruption overall, I think.
Book interrupted.
Would you like to be cremated? Does everybody have an idea of what to happen with their body when they die?
Cremation seems
I want to give stuff away and cremate the rest.
Yeah, seems convenient for everyone else, doesn't it?
I'd want to be buried here, but in Senegal, they don't embalm. So you just go back to the earth. I like that.
That's yeah, I want to be a tree, like in a compostable tree box. Mm-hmm. Feed the tree.
I like that idea.
Do we have to get embalmed in Canada? Like, is that an automatic?
If you're going to be dealt with any time after your death, right? Significant time. I don't know if it's a law, but like the longer you wait to be dealt with, the more the embalming is required.
Yeah.
I think they do it.
And that's another thing. Like if for funerals in Canada, you know, someone dies and it's like, you might have the funeral a week later or something. In Senegal, someone dies, everyone calls, and the funeral is that day. Everyone drops everything and goes.
They don't. It's probably like directly related to the embalming or not embalming. But also it's just because it's a business, actually. Yeah. You used to take care of your own. Someone would die and then you would bury them in your backyard. You would do it. And then somewhere along the lines, cemeteries and funeral homes and everything became a thing.
You outsourced it.
That's why. Yeah, it was an outsourced thing. And so
it's not here. People still like families come and take care of the body and stuff here.
Wow. I can't remember why that happened. I did a course on like death and dying.
And they wrap it in white cloth and then they.
So the ceremony almost begins instantaneously.
Yes.
From notifying the community, loved ones, friends and family of the death. And then essentially the ceremony starts.
Yeah. You know, like in Canada, you would tell your boss, oh, someone died. Can I get permission to get time off? No one would even think of asking for permission. They would just say, someone died. I'm leaving. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not the car.
Thing. Start it's the like car.
It's,
<commercial. laughs>
it's my favorite commercial. It's great.
IKEA, right? It's IKEA.
Yeah.
It's very expensive to all the funeral things here anyways. And my aunt just passed away and my mom was like, everything is so expensive. Everything is charged for, including, you know, the urns are ridiculous and the plots of the burying and the getting the time. I don't know. It's just everything is so
And there's
expensive.
Kind of rules, right?
Yeah.
My mom there's was no like, I want to make my own tombstone. And they're like, you can't.
Yeah.
You have to buy one of ours or whatever. Like, depending on, I mean, that's not everybody, but there's rules for different places, right? So some you might be like, I don't want to buy an urn. I made this urn for this. They might say no. I don't know. Who knows?
Sorry for your loss as well.
Yeah.
Because that's what my instructions are. Build a box. Do not spend any money.
You can get a bag. They give it to you in a bag if you don't want an urn.
That's nice.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It's like plastic. A little silky bag. Silky. No, it's like a silky that's bag. Nice. Yeah.
Oh.
Silky bag.
Yeah, I don't like this whole monopolizing the situation. You can only buy one of our urns or one of our headstones. I'm sure that there have been things that have happened that have made those rules.
Yeah, it's not just greed.
A funeral home. Yeah. But it still seems a bit like, couldn't there be a process to evaluate should someone want to come forth with a...
You don't have to do anything. You can leave a body at the hospital and then eventually
they'll incinerate it.
Yeah, they'll incinerate it.
You can?
Yeah. I just because I have a client that works at the hospital. We were talking about this the other day and he was like, well, it's kind of crude, but because no one claims the body, which you could do. And then it's like a goo bag, really.
Oh,
I know. Goo bag.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, goo bag. Go bag.
Yeah, like bones and goo, eventually incinerated. It's kind of fucked up that that's your workaround. If you can't afford to, or I guess technically if your family chooses not to, you could just do that. And Kira, I implore you to do that with me. I will goo bag.
Okay.
And then
goo bag.
I will be incinerated. You can goo bag.
Yeah, because B is going to for sure have his own plans and not want to do it that
simple
for you.
B's just not
going to
have a plan.
Yeah.
B will be long gone.
B will
women
be dead.
Women outlast men. Yeah.
Come on. That guy's on a one-way ticket.
No, he'll be in his own goo bag already.
He's fine. No. He's fine. He's great.
If he was wondering what's going to happen to him, he now knows.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I got plans for that one.
Like, but plan. We didn't even die in the hospital. It's like, too bad. I'm dropping him off.
Yeah, totally.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, I just leave him in the waiting room.
Yeah, you just strategically place him up like he's alive, even though he's already dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just walk away.
Yeah, Weekend at Bernie's then, I guess.
He's not feeling well. You just deliver him with his health card. So they,
you put it on a lanyard, just like hanging from him, and he has one of those "Hello, my name is
Bernie."
And then you're like, "There we go."
Like reviewing the security camera footage, they see you walking in with him around your shoulder, like tied to your leg, walking along like Weekend at Bernie's.
Do you guys remember the one awful Weekend at Bernie's, the like 10th round of Weekend at Bernie's, and it was like the clips.
Why was that movie so popular that there was 10 installations?
Why?
Because people kept on watching it.
The Calypso music would make him move. Yeah. Whatever. He was like a zombie.
So stupid.
That's definitely what's going to happen to Pete. He's going to be possessed by a Calypso ghost.
Calypso.
A Calypso ghost?
No, I don't remember why Bernie would work for Calypso.
Yeah, why was it so popular?
I don't know. Yeah, why were there sequels?
I don't care to find out.
I do. I now need to know this.
It was on TV all the time.
I know, but I don't know why I watched it. But
yeah, I never actually watched it.
Right? Like back then, there'd be movies that were always on TV. Yeah. And you'd be like, I watch a little bit. I'm not sure if I saw the whole movie from beginning to end, but I've seen lots of snippets.
Yeah.
I've probably seen the whole movie.
It's always on.
So true.
The 80s. How funny is that?
Right? Like let's make a movie.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off was always on somewhere.
Always on.
Always on somewhere.
Always on, right?
Fresh Prince was always on somewhere.
Yeah, always on. Pretty Woman was played a lot. Die Hard.
Oh my God, all the Die Hards.
I still love Die Hard, though.
Big mistake.
Watched Christmas, of
huge. He does that every time we go shopping, even if it's for groceries.
No, every time.
He's odd because he doesn't get embarrassed. He gets embarrassed about everything but things that should be embarrassing. He'll like pretend to be all saucy and he'll go, big mistake, huge. As he's walking out of the grocery store almost every time we go shopping together.
Can you like smell it off of him? You're like, oh, he's about to do it. Like you just know.
Attention from me, yeah. You love it about it.
Oh, that's adorable. Wow, how did we end up here? Cadavers.
A funeral homes.
Damn cadavers.
Oh, yeah. Funeral homes.
The book fun is homes. About is about death and funeral homes, so that would make sense.
Just like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes, like
maybe it's Weekend at Bernie's part 12. That's what this book actually is.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Do we know if the author did any other books or graphic novels? Does
like
anyone
Weekend
know?
At Bernie's 1 through 11?
Don't.
Is this her first? She did the comic book, the
she
Dyke
had a comic,
comic
book,
book.
But I think this was her first, I think.
I don't know.
But I'm not sure.
There's a follow up called Are You My Mother?
No, really?
Oh.
That title is taken.
Yeah, isn't Are You My Mother a kid's book?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that the one she wrote probably isn't the Are You My Mother by Dr. Seuss. Probably.
Okay.
It's an older one.
Yeah, Dr. Seuss.
No, but that title is taken, is the point.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, she might have read it first, though. I wonder.
Before Dr. Seuss? I don't know. How old is she?
1960-something.
She seems young.
She wrote the comic strip in 1985.
Oh, okay.
So,
She's a 60s baby.
Have we heard of any reviews for the musical theater?
Oh, it won a Tony Award for Best Musical or something. Actually, I'll find
that's
it
cool.
for you. But it was very big for a while.
So was it just taken from her and like adapted to the theater, or is she involved in the theater production of it too?
That is wonderful questions that I'll find out the answer for.
Give us answers immediately. We're used to Google, Lindsay.
Have you guys heard that Dr. Seuss is actually pronounced like Soyce?
No.
Soyce.
There was a thing Dr. a while Soyce. Ago that was like.
Here we go. Oh, here we go. So here we go.
Okay. I have the answer. Oh,
yes. Okay.
Can I interrupt her?
Yeah, this is much more important.
We were just getting wound up on Dr. Seuss or Soyce.
Soyce.
A 2013 a musical adaptation of Fun Home. At the Public Theater, enjoyed multiple extensions. Books and lyrics written by Obie Award-winning playwright Lisa Crone. Score composed by Tony Award nominated Janine Tesori. It was called the first mainstream musical about a young lesbian, and it was a finalist for the 2014 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. And it won the New York Drama Circle, Critics Circle's Award for Best Musical Theater, Obie for Musical Theater. The Broadway production earned an even dozen nominations for the 69th Tony Awards, including the Tony Award for Best Musical in 2015.
Now so I want to see the musical.
I know. I'm very excited to see the musical. So,
okay, let's go to New York.
I don't know.
No problem. There, but
I'll see if I can find one online or a version, and maybe we can
watch the musical.
Yeah, sometimes they do movie recordings.
Let's go to New York, Schweitz. Yeah. You want to go on vacation?
Oh, they have the whole album on Apple Music.
I feel like at least one of these songs is going to end up on the playlist.
It better.
Yeah, I feel like all of them. Now.
That's the whole playlist.
That is the playlist. Playlist done. Woo! That was an easy one. It already has a playlist, this book. We need to make one up for it.
Yeah, good. Kara's now watching the musical instead of paying attention to the podcast. Yeah. Well, there's got to be a recording somewhere. I don't know that it's still on Broadway. I don't think so. I doubt it, but
yeah, I would doubt it. Maybe. As well.
Maybe they'll bring it back now that Book Interrupted is doing it.
Now that we're interested in going to see it, maybe they'll bring it back to Broadway.
Just for us.
Exactly what's going to happen.
Maybe your friend Oprah can help us out with that, Kim.
Yeah.
She's got some influence. Oprah.
Anytime now, Oprah. Still waiting.
Even Oprah.
It is not, I don't think it's still on Broadway. It closed in 2016. We're a little late. So no, sorry. Sorry, guys. No trip. Well, apparently, according to the tarot card reading that Kim did for me, that I shouldn't go on holiday ever, because apparently all the cards say that every month.
That is not what they said.
But on October is the best of some bad situations, but still not great. It's more like a, what did you say? It was a wild card. So
I can't believe you got out of that.
That's what
October is when you should go. Everything's upside down and not really travel pointing in that direction. But October, she got the wish card, Sarah. So,
You're not going to be
in October.
You won't be traveling to Senegal in October, because that's the worst time to come to Senegal. It's like boiling hot. It's humid and hot. It's the only time that's very uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, I'm not coming to see
you
in October.
Yeah. Don't come.
And then I think you got that Four of Pentacles after October, which probably just means you spent a lot of money on your vacation.
All right. Well,
so you had a good time.
Okay. All right. October it is. But we're not going to New York to see Fun Home, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I'll let you guys know.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's a good thing that we could add, Kim, is follow-ups to their questions.
You could do an interruption.
Ooh. An interruption on that.
While she is on a plane, like doing a Marco Polo, be like, suck it. You know, I'm taking off. It doesn't matter.
It's August. And she's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't care about the
card. Like, fuck these tarot cards.
We'll have to look back and see, like, if she does decide to go on a different month, we'll have to see what that card said. And
everything,
if it relates
to
your
experience. Like, a line to get back into the country, and it's like 2 days long. And
she's like, lost her luggage. She can't get back in.
She's like ripping up the tarot cards. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that now.
She travels to Kim's place.
Oh, just to bump
the tarot cards.
Knocks on the door, yes.
Well, I am going to see Laird at the end of July, beginning of August, which is 2 months when he's in Newfoundland. So I'm going for a week. So I'll let you know if the cards were wrong or right.
I hope they are.
I hope they're wrong. I hope it's a very easy trip.
I don't think
trip.
You should cancel anything. Just see how it goes.
Leah's reading was surprisingly accurate. It was like from forever ago.
Double bummer on both. Episode, but like that's where it's at. I was had such a bad depression.
Yeah,
should have been spring, but was winter here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that helps depression. I mean, that helps depression.
Yeah, that certainly helps depression.
extended winter.
It was wonderful.
But the cards just keep saying the same thing. We're like, seriously, are you okay? I'm like, so anyways, I was thinking about my love life because it's Valentine's Day. It's like, fuck your love life. Like, are you okay?
That's why I haven't done
done a tarot for Celestial Saturdays because I was feeling a bit depressed. And I was like, I don't want to learn any hard lessons when I'm feeling sad right now. And not
she's
publicly.
In her denial phase. She hasn't been slapped in the face yet.
I don't know, Sarah, do you want to work up our bravery? Because I'm in the same state. I almost worked up the courage a few weeks ago and initially did to Kim. And then things happened and I was like, oh yeah, the things happened and I'm kind of thankful.
Are we opening it up to listeners? Like in a listener email us a video that's got a question.
Email, let us know.
What email address is it that our listeners could use to submit?
If they first find a quiet place and record a short video on their phone or otherwise, then they can email the video to connect@bookinterrupted.com.
I also think it would be fine if they submitted their question in any other format and Leah could act on their behalf and say so-and-so from wherever.
I'll get in costume.
Yeah, that's what we want. No videos.
In fact, that's our preference, listeners.
We're Leah in wigs.
Specify any tone or looks. I'm into it too. If I can act it out,
please,
I will.
Listeners, help us achieve this goal.
Yes, so you can send email to connect@bookinterrupted. You could write it or send a video or an audio file, or you could also leave a voicemail for us. And we could use that too. And that phone number
is 416. And then is there a 7 in there?
Listen, it's 416.
That was purely intuition.
It was
416. Should that be me? Good luck, listeners.
Yeah. Just let your instincts guide
Put
your
these
dialing.
10 digits in whatever order you feel might connect you.
All right, Meredith, what's the real number?
Right.
What's the number?
Real number is 416-900-8603.
Oh, there was no
7. There was no 7, you peace.
You peace.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Book Interrupted. If you'd like to see the video highlights from this episode, please go to our YouTube channel, Book Interrupted. You can also find our videos on www.bookinterrupted.com. Are you having a hard day? Do you just need a break? Then I would suggest one of our off-the-shelf episodes. They're filled with laughter, silliness, and nothing serious. You could find them at the beginning and end of each of our book cycles, like bookends. Hold on to your bookmarks, because Book Interrupted is going off the shelf. Moments you can look forward to on next week's Book Interrupted.
And I didn't know if that was just my own experience, or was that a purposeful writing tactic?
I think I even called her pretentious in my second personal journal. I was like, I don't like her at all.
People make mistakes and it's not intentional. It's not that like they're necessarily that they're bad, although some things in this book are bad, let's just say.
It was way more interesting, the real facts, than anything I could have made up or remembered.
Oh, I love this. You're even sentimental about it. You are my soulmate.
Book Interrupted.
Never forget, every child matters.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.